Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
All right.
Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong. That's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
Thank you.
I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much.
Right.
Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift.
Yes.
It's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
That's the best. That breath is the best.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
You're just various little haikus, little bits of elements of thoughts.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Yep. Here's another one. Just a random thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Play it as many times as you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Mike O'Mara, gay man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Mike O'Mara, gay activist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Mike O'Mara discusses hairspray with John Waters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Getting it in his mouth.
Mike O'Mara discusses the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Maybe. Yep. It's
right.
going to be Eric Gagne now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You have no idea how stupid you just sounded.
I know.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I got a text a moment ago.
Did you?
I got a text from my daughter. Funny, funny text. I'd be careful how I handle this.
Yes.
Because her mother is listening on the internet.
Oh, well, hi to her.
Let's, ixnay on that.
Howdy,
hi
there.
Hey, buddy. Anyway, I guess it's like Amy is vain about her age.
Okay.
So I she sent me just a brief text. Please stop saying I'm 31.
All right. Oh, okay. All right.
And she wants officially. This kind of defeats the purpose, but it's funny to mention. She wanted me just to say, she sent me a text. I tried to say 79. She wants. She doesn't
want to be 79.
She doesn't want you want to just. She wants to joke.
She wants to be under 30. It is. I've taken the wrong tact.
Yes.
We all do. By saying that, last year saying she's 30 and now that she's 31. Mm-hmm. No, Mike, she's 28.
Fair enough.
She's 28.
28 years young.
We've checked 28.
That's the way we're playing it now.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy 28.
Happy birthday. And I want my. Both my ex-wives to move to Dallas so I can sing the song.
All my exes live in Texas.
It's my favorite country song. I truly enjoy that.
Yeehaw.
I talked to her once in a while, actually.
The ex?
Yeah. She who used to work in the sewage treatment plant. It still gives me great joy.
No longer, though.
I got to watch it. She's listening right
now. Well, it's a noble work behavior.
She doesn't do it anymore, Mike.
Doesn't do it at all, but when she did, it was noble work. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that to come out bad. I really didn't. That is not coming out bad. As a matter of fact, I meant what I said. I would say it again. I would say it again.
It's like the number two job that's out there.
She was uniquely qualified. Let me just say that, and let's stop this now.
Okay.
I knew a guy that worked at one of those things.
You know what? I shouldn't have opened this entire box.
Really?
No warms up.
It worked hard. He had no energy.
I should not have. She sent me a friendly text that I'm sure was not even supposed to be on the radio. It was just
to you.
P.S. Mom was listening.
Guy would never go out and party with me. Said he was always too pooped. I'm so sorry.
And yet you're not.
I know.
Hello there, Donna. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
I say I'm sorry through my laughter. What does that mean?
Happy birthday to my daughter, who today is 22.
Happy 22.
22 today.
Very good.
22.
That's nice.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
That's right. She can drink now. She can take her three kids out and she can drink now.
Fantastic.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm over here at a shopping mall. There's some dude in a red outfit with a hat on.
Ah, gotcha.
In here. And he told me that I should give you guys a call.
The punishment of the Matt continue as we try to teach him some discipline here.
Yeah, but this I'm not sure I believe this merry prankster. I you know he first of all he's listening to us, so he knows what we're doing with
right.
Matt.
Right. So
no, he hasn't said anything yet. He's been real good, right?
He didn't tell you to call.
Yeah, no, he's been behaving himself.
But you have spoken to him?
No, actually, I've been speaking to him for about a half an hour now.
Hold on a second.
You answer the question with no.
Are you at the shopping center right now that Matt's
yes,
at?
Yes, I am standing right next to him right now.
Did you speak to him?
Matt, hi, how you doing?
Did you prior
you look good.
To this?
I think he's standing. He's standing in front of him right now.
Yes, exactly. I'm standing right here right in front of him. Uh-huh. There's two other guys right here. We're out in front of Barnes & Noble and over by the Hudson Trail Outfitters.
Then let's hear you try to prod him into speaking. Please.
Well, we've tried that. We have a plumber right here who has a piece of what looks like a septic tank pipe, and he's just sort of waving it back in front of
Matt. Now, remember, no touching,
Matt.
He's
not touching.
Yeah, you know the rules.
Any physical contact.
I would say that probably you couldn't walk up to a Buckingham Palace guard with a big piece of pipe in your hand and swing it at him.
No, you probably that would be taken as a threat to the palace, and you would be summarily arrested.
You know, I'm talking about simply Full Metal Jacket type stuff, like Army. You know, I mean, like that guy. Who's that guy we like so bad? You know,
Arlie Ermey.
Thank
Private Powell. What is that, Private Paul? A jelly donut in your footlocker?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that drill sergeant thing. You get a foot away from his face, and he's screaming at him, "Speak to me!" I mean,
or the complete opposite, and walk up just a few inches away from him and sing him a gentle love song.
Yeah, try that.
Andrew Powell.
Are you right in his face?
Am I right in his face? Yeah, I'll be right in his face.
Answer Private the question Powell! With the question.
What is that in your footlocker?
What's he doing?
He is smiling at me.
Oh, now, right now, this is where we start keeping score.
Okay, stop. That's a violation.
Buzz, do you think you could keep score?
Absolutely.
Smile is a violation.
You got to
smile.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to categorize it. Just a violation. Just a check mark for every violation.
All right.
You got to tell Matt the intern that that's a violation of him smiling.
At the beginning of your call, you said Matt told you to call. Did Matt tell you to call?
No, actually.
Okay,
so you were lying about
not a violation.
I thought he might get a reaction out of him, though. But they're telling me that that is a violation and you should head back now.
No, asshat.
Not head back.
Hey, buddy, tell him that's not true.
I'm trying to get a reaction out of him, okay? He's up over.
Hey, we got a slinky guy. You know, this guy. We got here on the phone. Is like a grown up version of Matt.
I know, exactly.
Guys, Rockville Police is pulling up right now.
Yeah?
What?
He's smiling.
Unless there's an outstanding warrant for you, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Could be.
Okay. All right, now they're pulling off.
They're pulling off.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you better go away. We're gonna put you in a beef eater outfit. Woman laugh.
What?
Can I wear this one that he's wearing now?
Can
we like trade? Now would that be cool with you? Can I wear this?
We have a total asset.
You're gonna have to leave.
You have to leave. You're too much of an asset to be part of our game today.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You gotta give it a try. I had fun.
Go home.
Right. Eat my hog.
Woman laugh, too. Do you get that one? God.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I like rape. I feel real good for you, hon. I carry a gun. Everywhere I go.
It's not a soundboard. I think it's a guy pretending to be Chris Hansen.
Right. Hello?
He's gone. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is Cam. I'm one of the other guys out here right now with Matt the Pollock.
Hey, what is the deal with that retarded guy that we just had on the telephone?
I don't know.
Hey, man, if you made a buddy movie with Richard Roundtree, the thing could be called Cam Shaft. Yeah, man. Woo! Woo! Tuesday afternoon, baby.
that I placed my fingers in a certain area of my body, and I've already waved them in front of Matt's nose, and it's still got no reaction out of it.
Now, that's great.
Are you talking about
putting your fingers, like, in your pillows?
In the beanbag.
Oh, God.
I've been working all day long.
Finally, now here's a guy who gets
it. And he's still stoic, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I just wave the beanbag fingers in front of his nose. All he does is close his eyes and smile. I don't know.
You should tell him.
Write down violations.
Two violations.
He's
not allowed to close his eyes.
Right. Yeah, this girl
not allowed to smile.
I'm trying to get her to come up and mess with him, but she doesn't want to. Baby doll, what's your name? Matessa? Tessa. We got lovely Tessa over here, and I'm trying to convince her to go over here and mess with Matt. Maybe.
Is Tessa a hottie?
Tessa's cutie. She's a cutie. Definitely very cute. She's got her, like, trendy look going on and everything, blonde hair. Huh?
Lots of young broadcasters are apparently gathering over there and doing their own show.
Yeah, I know.
You guys want to talk to her, maybe convince her?
Gee, I don't know, Priestley.
Can you give the time and
or
the
Hollywood Henderson, whatever your name is?
We're misdirecting our hatred today, and it's because of these calls we are. We're hating on the callers that are over there because
the callers are acting the way that Matt does.
I know. They're all auditioning. It's very, very frustrating.
We're not physically allowed to touch him. Like, I have a flower here. I can't wave it in front of his nose, right?
You can wave it in front of his nose, but you can't touch him with it.
Would somebody simply do what we asked in the beginning? Just stand in front of him for a minute, and again, without putting the words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You know, talk to him and say things that you think might get a rise out of him.
It would be something like, hey, tough guy. Hey, you pussy.
Matt, provoke him.
Matt, last night I TF'd your mom. TF'd your mom, and I used peanut butter and jelly as lube.
That's good. Now you're looking him right in the face, right?
No, I'm looking at him right. I was doing his ear. I was looking at his eyes now.
Describe his face, please. Describe his ugly face.
He's smiling.
Write down violation.
Violation.
All right, now hold on. You have to instruct Matt that just know that every time he smiles, we are writing it down as a violation.
Matt, when you smile, that's a violation.
A smilation.
Matt, last night, me and your mom got a little busy. She tasted some of my number two.
Oh dear.
I asked her if she wanted to taste it. She said it was just like turkey dinner she served you the other night. Yummy.
Oh, wow.
I need a little help here. I got two tasks.
I got one task.
I don't know what I can say without getting in trouble.
One text from my daughter. Uh-huh. Howdy. This is funny. Texting is easy. XXOO. And then there's another one that just says, stop it.
Stop it. Oh dear. All right. Stop.
And it has, somebody else's name.
I number two.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, consider it stopped.
Well, I don't have an agreement signed with her. Like you do, Mike.
Put his head down and look down and upset.
Knock yourself out, then.
She's the mother of my daughter.
Daughter.
I would not have a bad word to say about her.
I know you wouldn't.
In anyone's company.
Of course not.
Thank you, Elvis.
Call me if his condition worsens.
For even though I may have found her to be not my cup of tea, her love canal...
Her love canal produced a beautiful child.
Oh my God,
who today is 16 years old.
16
I
years old.
I keep making her younger.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
They grow up so fast.
Hey,
Jackson.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah. How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Right. Hey, Jackson, you the guy on the telephone. Hello.
Yes. Listen, can you guys maybe give me a little personal info and feed it into my ear? Because I don't know. I mean, does he have a sister or anything like that?
We've never really delved into the world of Matt with such detail.
You really went right for his mother.
That was very, very good. Strong. Now, when you were talking more about his mother, what happened then? What did he do?
He put his head down in disgust.
Violation, Buzz.
That's fine.
Hi, John.
He does have a sister.
He has a sister.
What's her name, Johnny?
All right.
Well, listen. Here's your next task. Mm-hmm. Talk about his sister, about all the things you did to his sister.
Try a different text. Talk about how much tougher his sister is than he is.
But either way, tell him that he's not allowed to smile.
Look down. Close his eyes.
Nothing.
And let us know if he does any of that, because we're writing it down as violations.
Hey, you know what, like Rob does to his wife? I do that to your sister all the time.
Oh, wow.
I got an octagon in my basement. I go to town, tie her down, make her lick things she doesn't want to lick.
Oh, dear. This guy's good.
Then when it's all said and done, I'm number two and number one all over.
Say to him, God, your sister's ugly.
God, your sister's ugly.
She looks just like you.
She looks like you. She looks like a woman version of you, just without all the facial hair. Disgusting.
Some facial.
Which incidentally was supposed to be shaved today.
And I checked her. She doesn't shave. Makes me very upset. Down below the equator.
Oh, dear.
Say, she smells like your mother.
Right across.
All right, now we need a report. What's he doing when you're saying this?
He's actually holding his cool. He is not moved. He's not smirked or smiled.
Tell him that you couldn't tell the difference between the stink between his sister and his mother.
Couldn't tell the difference between the stink of...
It is funny.
Couldn't tell the difference between the stink of your mom or your sister in the front and the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Bullock, front of that family. How's your stink? What's your stink like? Let me get a whiff. Come on. Oh, he's smiling now. He cracked
a smile. Violation.
Number six.
Violation.
He cracked a smile.
Violation. Tell him to stop smiling.
See, it'll just get
stop
worse.
Stop smiling, man. You seem like a nice enough guy. Most gay guys I know are pretty friendly. You seem like a nice enough guy.
Listen, here's the
violations.
Deal. If we were really strict taskmasters, at this point, his internship would have been pulled.
Yes. After 10 violations, in order to be a good palace guard, he cannot smile.
You have to give him some credit because the other guy was...
Oh, well, that's...
Bye!
See you later. As soon as you say give him some credit,
yeah.
Sorry.
As soon as you befriend him, it's over.
Matt, the intern, is across the street from the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters on Rockville Pike, Classic Rockville. He's at Barnes & Noble.
We're teaching him the art of palace guard discipline by having him stand there motionless, expressionless, but obviously he's violating that policy by looking down, by smiling, by closing his eyes. All of these things are unacceptable.
He's wearing his beef eater suit as well.
Because if you close your eyes or you look down, how can you possibly guard the palace?
Right.
And hear the truth that people are telling you.
Right.
To your face.
Amen.
Six violations.
He is sitting out there violating our policy.
Well, let's break and go outside and spy on him.
Very good.
His big, dumbass, loopy ass. Big Dumas.
Yes. Having another fine day. And the most wonderful thing, we're not having to hear from him.
That's the best, Mike.
That's the best tree. That's the biggest tree of all.
Hold on. Before we go to break, hold on, emergency. I never thought I would want this as bad. Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Tom, how come you're not down here today? Today would be the perfect day for you to go over and torture Matt the intern.
That's right. He's here in Rockville.
Where's Matt? What am I going to do? You didn't call me and told me to do that.
I thought you were supposed to. What are you eating, Tom?
Chewing gum.
What kind? What flavor?
Dirt.
Double mint.
Double mint?
Yep.
Spearmint.
Placebo. Placenta.
Placenta.
I always get that wrong.
Placenta gum.
I always get that. Placebo's the fake pill.
That's right.
Placenta is the stuff I like on pasta.
You have to listen. That's why Super Dave's going over there right now.
Now, wait a minute. Super Dave's not going over there now at all.
He's on his way over there right now.
He's flying over there right now.
At Rockville Pike, right across from the radio station.
At Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, right across from on Hubbard Drive near Rockville Pike.
Super Dave had some time, so we sent a limousine for him.
A limousine?
Yeah, yep. And hookers.
And taking a limo with a couple of chicks over there right now. So you get over there, too.
No. I'm doing my own. What do you call it?
Your own what?
I'm doing my own promotion. You know who's? Hey, guess what?
What?
Some people on radio. I mean,
people on what?
What, Tom?
People on
what?
Radio gods.
Yeah.
He's sending me out to Wichita, Kansas.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Like Dennis?
Yep.
And you're going to have your own, you're going out for a sponsor?
Who's sending you out there, Tom?
Some people out there on MySpace, people.
Are you going to run for office out there?
No, I'm not. I'm going to do some stuff for you. I'm going to the...
Hold on, Tom, are you being hired by our station in Wichita?
Can you call out there and tell them?
Tom?
Hold on, Tom, I really don't
follow this. We're confused.
No. You're confused.
Tom, you mentioned one of our fan sites, like a message board site. Do those people want you to go to Kansas?
Yes.
Why?
Because they want to get me laid.
That's the place to go.
So it's not a radio station promotion.
It's just creepy internet listeners.
Yeah.
Hey Tom, what can you tell us about Kansas?
I can't.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
You know what's best about Kansas, Tom, is the beautiful ocean views.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
You get a nice view of the Pacific from
there. Nice beaches.
Uh-huh.
I like the mountains.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, are you, planning on taking a trip?
Yeah.
That somebody at one of these fan sites, like, set up for you?
Yeah. They're going to send me out there.
Tom, I want you to be careful because bad things happen with MySpace.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Tom, and run it by some people that are close to you.
By you and Don.
You
and
can do that. If you want to send us the information, we'll look at it.
Are you going by bus?
No, by plane.
Ah. Have the tickets been purchased for you already?
No, they're looking for them. They're going to be doing them.
And what is it that they want you to do when you get out there?
They want me to get laid.
Uh-huh. Well, Tom, what did they say exactly?
They just want me to come out there and meet the people out there like Dennis did.
Well, Dennis did it through the radio station, Tom.
You're doing it through it. Now, is it through that fan site or is it through MySpace, Tom?
It's through the fan site.
Uh-huh. Through the fan site. So it's people that you've
Radio God's fan site. Right.
And you've been in contact with them for a long time?
I just got in contact with them last night.
Just last night. What could possibly go wrong?
They called you last night.
Tom, you should insist on first class.
Now, Tom, are they gonna pay you anything?
I hope they do.
Are they going to put you up in a hotel?
I hope they do. Uh-huh.
No, it hasn't been discussed, has it, Tom?
No.
No, not yet.
Don't know about this.
You're a little ahead of the game on that, Tom.
Do you think you would stay at a listener's house?
Possibly.
Perhaps
nice.
On one of the lower floors or basement.
Probably.
Maybe the main level.
The main level.
Tom, you should be over here today because we've got Matt the Pole. He's out by the Barnes & Noble.
Matt is going to get his ass blank.
I heard that those people from that website are sending Super Dave to Hawaii.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It's actually a cruise, Don.
They're sending him on a cruise, on a sex cruise.
Yeah, they actually leave Los Angeles.
Cut it out.
We're not kidding you, Tom.
Hey, I got it.
What, Tom?
Tom, don't grip the phone so hard.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's me, not him.
That's you. Stop.
He's mentally retarded.
You should
say.
Hey,
don't use that anymore.
He's mentally retarded.
That's it. I'm not calling anymore.
He's mentally retarded.
Promises, promises.
He's mentally retarded.
That's it. He slammed it down. He's on his way to be raped somewhere in Wichita by somebody on MySpace.
They'll find him in a cornfield.
My God. Be careful, Tom.
He'll be plowing the corn under this fall.
I like rape.
Be careful.
What's this?
When did it happen? Last night. Beware.
Somehow I think he'll be okay.
Okay, Tom.
Do you think they might just like drive him into Sterling, Virginia?
I don't think
and
he
say
makes...
here's Kansas.
You know what? With those folks, it might happen. It could happen.
This plane is built by Ford.
I bet he ends up starring in a snuff film.
Oh no!
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I hate to keep going to the worst possible scenario.
You know, though, he'd turn the tables on that scenario.
Yes,
I think the bullets would bounce right off of him. Absolutely.
I know what doesn't kill him makes him stronger.
Exactly. He will be around after we're all gone.
He's mentally retarded.
That tape has some effect on him now.
Yeah, he doesn't care for that tape.
No, don't like that tape at all.
Never calling again.
For his big snuff film.
I bet he calls before this commercial break is over.
Last night he didn't get to sleep at all.
We'll be, are you quoting the fifth dimension now?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good.
Mike Bakou and Billy Davis Jr.
Man, you get tired of eating those round buns. That's the fat guy one time. It's an 8-track I had. I don't know what pops into my head all the time. It just happens like that.
Yeah, because in the fifth dimension, you had Marilyn Bakou, Billy Davis Jr., one other brother, and then that one big, giant, fat guy.
Looked like a black Burl Ives.
Still! I love you still.
I love you so.
All right.
I always will.
I'm like the guy. I'm like Nuke LaLoosh. I'm the, you know, Bull Durham, the guy that sings the songs, but he gets the lyrics wrong.
No, you're like the guy on the singing bee.
Yeah, I would lose.
Don't you want to just shoot the TV out with
that? I have never seen one nanosecond of it.
Either one of the shows, the lyric show or the singing bee, it's like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, blank. And you have people going like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, Tom's going to be in a snuff film.
You know what? You know what would work, though? If they, on one of those shows, I know the host, if they just modified his name and called him Joey Fat One. Then I'm watching.
Uh-huh.
Joey Fat One.
Modify it.
Instead of Joey Fatone.
I've never heard that before, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard him referred to as Joey Fat One. I mean, always.
Is he always referred to as Joey Fat One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even when back with NSYNC.
You know, maybe
that
I
was his name when he was an NSYNC.
Maybe I said it because I've just lived my life paying attention to that type of stuff.
I know. You can mock me. It's all right. You're turning it around on me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to defend. What do I say to that? Everybody said that. I've said the line that everybody said before me. What the hell do I say to that?
He's known as Joey Fat One.
I'm mentally retarded.
Everybody with a fan of InSync knows that.
But those shows are both sucking wind as far as ratings are concerned. Nobody's watching it. Right. Not like Hell's Kitchen, the chick show you like so much.
You know, I'm not busting balls here. Singing Bee is the number one show.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, God.
I mean, over like Grey's Anatomy, CSI, everything.
I just ought to shut up. I just ought to quit while I'm ahead. You know, Joey Fat One's not working. Singing Bee.
And now here's our bigger band.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Because Ricky Minor is the guy that does the music for Don't Forget the Lyrics with Wayne Brady.
Which is the more successful one?
Singing Bee.
The Joey Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
That is the one that's kicking ass,
because the
right?
one with Wayne Gatey, that's on like 10 times a week.
When's it on?
It's on Wednesdays, Thursdays, I think, isn't it?
All right, I'll start watching it now, and I will never say Joey Fat One again.
You'll hate Wayne Brady.
Really?
Wayne Gatey, sorry.
But Wayne Gatey's is not the one that's working.
Do you hate him because he's black?
No, well, I hate him because he's a dandy.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He's annoying.
I think Rob gets a free pass on that one. That guy, you hate him. Black has nothing to do with it.
Didn't you?
I think I'm a little more black than Wayne Brady is.
Robbie?
Don?
Winner, calling back before we even go to commercial.
Wow.
Hi, Tom.
I got me a job. That's why I don't come out there anymore.
What's your job?
He's on the offensive.
No, it's not.
Stop being so mad. We're just having fun.
I know. You can't use retarded anymore because we have a lot of people out in the community.
No, he's not retarded.
Watch it.
Now, that says you're not retarded.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
No, he's not retarded.
Hello.
Tom, what's your job?
I'm working down at ServiceSource down in Alexandria up at Ethel Road.
Where?
What source?
Silver source, doing computer work.
Silver source.
Oh, well, good for you.
What kind of computer work are you doing?
Take them apart and put them together. I mean, take them apart.
That's quality.
Yep.
And are put you, them together.
Are you better at the taking apart or the putting together?
No, take them apart.
Take them apart. Do you use a hammer?
No, screwdrivers and stuff.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers and stuff.
Tom, tell me about a download. What if I'm having a problem opening a file and trying to download a picture?
Download a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're working in computers, you can help me with that. I can't open a file. I don't know if it's Adobe Flash or what it is. What do you think?
I can come over and help you. I can help you with your computer at home.
Yeah.
That's just what Don was saying the other day.
Couldn't you help me over the telephone?
That's Josh.
Tom, what happens if I hit Control?
Josh must be a coworker. Yeah. Josh!
What happens if I hit Control, Alt, Delete?
That can delete the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Josh right. with Intercom. That's Intercom. It's called.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Tom.
Tom, are there other people that work alongside you?
No. Some people do. We do a lot of stuff. We do.
Tom, is there anything you'd like to say to Super Dave?
Hey, Super Dave! I'm going to kick your ass!
Yeah, that's the Tom.
Super Dave works for Apple Computers. He just invented the iPhone.
You know what? I'm getting stronger.
Oh, really? For your arm wrestling?
Yep.
Good.
Are you lifting?
Yep.
What are you lifting?
Weights.
Hey, good. Okay.
You can go to Apple Computers, Tom, and get an eye cane.
No, I'm not getting no eye cane.
That was a joke. That's fun, right? Yeah. That's fun, right?
Don't go out to Wichita. Don says you'll be in a snuff film.
I'm not going.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hello, there's Charlie there.
Oh, he's not. No.
Where is Charlie?
He was here yesterday.
Oh, I missed him.
Yeah, you missed him just like you missed Matt standing out in front of Barnes & Noble.
No, he's not retarded.
Watch it.
Tom, it said you're not.
I'm not.
Says no. No, he's not retarded.
What are you? I know we've gotten through that, but we've gone through this before. You're not retarded. What are you?
I'm a happy person today.
There you go. Good answer.
Tom,
a happy person today because I'm not going on Elliot in the Morning anymore.
Yay. There
right.
you go.
Good boy.
Tom, wonderful. Would you say that the people that are your coworkers, are they your equals?
They're handicapped and
that's what I was looking for.
They're handicapped, and they do stuff in the community, too. Right,
good, right. Good. Well, congratulations on your job.
Does everyone fight over that parking spot?
I set my laptop in, and it smells.
No.
It's sticky, and it smells. And...
No.
Tom?
He's going to get
that's someone. He's just getting hundreds of calls when he talks
he's
to
gone.
Us.
Tech support.
He was very busy. Very, very busy.
Tard squad.
If you want to download a photo, hit Control-Alt-Delete. And it's just as good as done.
Well, you know what's great? He's not calling that other show anymore, and he's not going out to be murdered.
That's nice.
And
because
he's got
we have to protect him.
And he's got a screwdriver.
That's right.
All around.
Everything is right for the
and
world.
And he's not going out to be murdered.
To be murdered, which that sure as hell sounded like.
We corrected all these problems.
Hey, come on out and get laid. Yeah, we'll meet you at the airport.
Yeah, just fly on out, Tom.
some guy looks like a cobra. Yeah, get in the back of my car, Tom.
Pause. Pause, everybody. Pause.
Pause.
Dogs have them, and we use them.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.